This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim, the Chassam Sofer in the Drashos in the new edition in Chelek Beis, Drush Yud Gimel. The Chassam Sofer has an incredible exposition of discovering and uncovering the seeds of the Yom Tov of Chanukah in Shechem. Firstly, why did Mechiras Yosef specifically happen in Shechem? Of course, Rashi says that was a makom muchan leperanios, that was a place designated for punishment, but the Chassam Sofer uncovers another dimension. Furthermore, why is it that the Yom Tov of Chanukah was enacted lehoidos ulahalel and not for mishta v'simcha like the Yom Tov of Purim? So the Chassam Sofer begins by citing the Ramban, who so often in Sefer Bereishis, in many places in Sefer Bereishis, brings the idea of Maaseh Avos Sim Labanim, that the actions and activities of our forefathers were the pre-enactment and the portent to the future events and the future history of their descendants. And the Chassam Sofer says the war against the Yevanim and the victory ultimately of the Chashmonaim is rooted in the war of the Bnei Yaakov against the city of Shechem. Because the Golos of the Yevanim was different than other Golios. Other Golios were in Chutz La'aretz. The Golos of Yevanim was in Eretz Yisrael. And that is merumas, that is alluded to in the encounter of the Bnei Yaakov with the city of Shechem. The same way, we read in the Piyot for the first Shabbos Chanukah that the Gzer of the Yevanim began with Tiboel Letafsar Tchila, which means the Greek general said any Jewish maiden should come to him first, he would violate her. Likewise, the episode and the encounter of the Bnei Yaakov with Shechem was when Dina was abducted. And therefore they went to war against the city of Shechem. Rabbim biyad ma'atim, it was the two brothers of Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, against the whole city. That was the portent to Rabbim biyad ma'atim. By the way, the Yaakov Ruveni and Vayishlach, ois kuf chav tes, tzakas, dina, shenivola, l'shchem, dugmat, saras yavan. And just like the victory in the times of Chanukah was through the Kohanim, the victory against the city of Shechem was through Levi. Ultimately, in the times of Chanukah, they purified the Mikdash, and a miracle happened in the Shemen. So too in the times of Shimon and Levi in Shechem, the pasuk says, "Vehi taharu, v'hachalifu simloi seichem, v'nakuma v'nala beisel, v'yatzav shamat seva, v'yitzok shemen arosha." Just like in Shechem, they purified and they poured oil, so too in the times of Chanukah. And therefore the brothers, they were emboldened by the fact that they were victorious in Shechem against the Bnei Shechem, and that their victory was ominous and portend the future victory of the Jewish people in times of Chanukah, that ennobled, that emboldened them, that gave them the audacity to feel that they would be successful against Yosef. That's why they took advantage and they went to Shechem, because they thought in Shechem they would be successful. However, one of their major sins was Vayeshvu Lecha Lechem. They ate inappropriately when they sold their brother. And since eating was a very inappropriate part of the Aver Mechiras Yosef that happened in Shechem, and Shechem was a city that was the root of the miracle of Chanukah, therefore they were not koiveya Chanukah for Mishta v'Simcha, because Chanukah, which was created in the city of Shechem, there was an inappropriate act of Achilas Shtia, and therefore Chanukah was only created lohoidos ulahalel. We could add possibly one more nekuda. The Soid B'Shar Shoavoida quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, and this is also mentioned by the Tzrar Hamar, that the letters in the verse Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon Vav 24, that when the first 24 days of Kislev passed, alluded to by the completion of the pasuk Baruch Shem Kvod with its 24 letter, then the Shechina rests on Klal Yisrael through the 25 letters of Shema. So Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai is 24. When that is over, then we're ready for the Hashras Hashchina of the Pasuk of Shema, which is 25 letters. In fact, the Tzrar Hamar says, and the Zayar says, Chanukah is rooted in Chanu Chafhei. They were victorious through the 25 letters of Shema. Amazingly, Bishchem stands for Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai. So here it is, we're reading Parshas Vayeshev, And Parshas Vayeshev is telling us the root of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Hinei achicha royim b'shchem. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. That's the root of Chanukah, as the Zohar says. When these 24 letters are up, when the 24 days of Kislev are up, as this week leads up to the 24th day of Kislev, then we're ready for the 25th day, indicated by Shema Yisrael. So this is all alluded to in Parshas Vayeshev, as the Shlach HaKadosh says, that Davar Yafa Be'itai, the Parshas of the week are linked to the Zmanei Hashana. And therefore, we can certainly find the Yom Tov of Chanukah rooted in our Parsha, in Parshas Miketz, of course, and sometimes in Vayigash as well. So, wishing everybody a wonderful week ahead. Bracha v'hatzlacha, v'mali Hashem, kol mishalois libchem l'toiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.